finish the pack.
Okay, I want to begin with Johnny went out to me from the Taurus Abayas. When soon you give me page Shin Mem Aleph, you pointed out yesterday a horror from the city of Tara. You made a beautiful deal in the Shulchan Aruch that a baguette of cotton you shouldn't use, to be a bediket. And Yoni asked me, but all the Edim are made of cotton. So Rav Avadya is medayik here against the city of Tara, and he says it's okay, even the Chachilu. He says, if you look in the Rosh, in the end of Perikei, we're learning in the afternoon, Perikei Noikis, the Lashon HaRosh is Beged Lovin Shaltsemer Geffen, Royal Bedikin. Ah, even though the Gemara and the Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch don't mention it, they only mention cotton itself, he says, Rav Avadya says, near Lav Dafku, he says, Pok Chazi Mai Ma Dover, as Yoni asked me yesterday, everyone uses cotton begodim, and the Lechem Chamudos, finds actually a girsa in the bottom of the Rosh that actually says, Efshel Livdog of Begich of Semer Geffen, the Feirish, against the Sidri Taras Diuk in the Shulchan Aruch. So, Ravadi is Cholik on him, and he says there's no reason to be Mechalik. He says the only time that we find is there's a difference between hard and soft is by Pishtim, that we find. And there's Chuvus Ol Yoshua Simim Zion, it's a Pell on the Sidri Tara. We don't find any Posek that's Mechalik and Asr's. A cotton beged. In the Shevet Alevi, I didn't see it inside. Amar Reish Sadi Sifkon Dalet also says that it's made of Semer Geffen, the Edim, and the Bari Ashulchan. And Sifkon Sadi Vov also says the same thing in Tziyunim, and Sifkon Kuf Sadi, the Deuch of the Shidre Tara. So therefore he says, L'chad Chilitz, Efshad Dubedike, with a cotton beged, even though has no Shir Shalosh Tfachim, and has no Din of Tumas Ksamim. And therefore, Allah Almighty says, okay. So, thank you very much, Johnny. But, okay, we still have to know the Sidri Tara. It's in a beautiful diuk, Lashon Shulchan Aruch, but okay. All right. Let's continue now where we left off yesterday. And we have to keep plugging away Almighty of Hashem to get to the Inyoni, the Chatzitza, and the Dinim. Okay, we left off with Tefillah and Lel Shabbos. The truth is there are three problems of going to Mikvah on Lel Shabbos. The first is the Gemara in Be'eh B'daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, where it says it's nearer k'mesakin as a kli. A human being is not a kli, but there's a notion of tikkun gavra. The Gemara has in the Shabbos kufav and Aleph. That's one possibility that we would ask for maybe Tfilas Isha Friday night. Another svara the Gemara has in Shabbos on Lamatesem and Aleph, the Chumim Asr to bathe in hot water. That was heated even before Shabbos because we might come to Mechamim in the water on Shabbos. It was exerted the Rabbanon. And lastly, number three, Mr. Brewer writes in Shin Chavav, in Sifkot and Chaf Aleph, that bathing in cold water is also on Shabbos because you might be Seicher as a Seyar. Some Rishonim say in Schit to be Seyar, but other Rishonim don't. So those are the three potential problems. So let's try to see how we deal with these three potential problems. So the Augur and the Ma'aril, Beis Yosef has this in Os Beis, Kuf Tzadi Zayin Arsimin, Dimramask Siv Beis, Dimramask Kosov, says that a woman can go to mikveh, Nida can go to mikveh Friday night, and then mikveh only where Lamaisa it falls out on that day to Friday night. Why? What are they coming from? Because they hold that if you hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, the Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah we learned yesterday, you could be doch all those three problems based on the concept that it's a mitzvah tefillah. These are all the Surah the Rabbanon, and b'makom mitzvah, the Surah the Rabbanon don't get off the ground. However, if the woman had pushed off the tefillah, and she had pushed it off from Wednesday night or Thursday night to Friday night, then, l'mais, it's not proper, according to the Igor and the Ma'aril, to go on Friday night. And also, there might be a problem in going Motzoi Shabbos in such a situation. When we get to that, you know, Shitas Rashi, if the Chavifa has to be before Tefillah, it has to be Dafka B'Yom, it's a problem when you do it on Saturday night when you go to Mikveh, it's hard to do it on Shabbos. So in such a situation, they advise, go to Mikveh Sunday night. If you couldn't go Wednesday night and Thursday night, you should go Sunday night. And that's what the Mahalach of the Igor in the Ma'aril is, Halacha L'maisi, because they hold L'maisi, the Mitzvah Tefillah B'Zman is Docha, the problems of Tefillah on Lel Shabbos or Motzoi Shabbos, and we'll get to that when we get to that sugya. But in Isha L'maisa, that the tefillah b'zman is mitzvah would be good l'maisa to be dochel those three problems, but not in cases where you have to push it off. However, l'alacha, the Beis Yosef says not this way. The Beis Yosef writes, heyos, that we paskin tefillah b'zman ain't a mitzvah. He writes that a woman can be tovel Friday night even when she pushes it off from Wednesday night or Thursday night. And the Beis Yosef says, I can take care of all those three problems one by one. Number one, the Gemara says the notion of Mexican Misakin is only a problem by what? It's only a problem by Kalim. The Gemara, the next line there in Beya, says, Ihachi, why can't you be told what Kalim on Shabbos, Ravar, Nishinir, Kamisakin, Ravar, Nishinir, Kamisakin, Kli, Frekta, Gemara, Yachi, Adam, Nami, Adam, Kinir, Kamekar. Maybe the guy's hot. He wants to take a dip in the water and cool down. So according to this, says the chashash of Mexican Misakin is only by Tefillas Kalim, not by Tefillas Adam, because there are other reasons why a person goes there, not just for spiritual reasons, because he wants to, you know, cool down. Number two, he says there's no issur at all to be roichets lemaisa. There's no issur at all to be roichets bitzonein b'shavis. Okay, that second reason. And Lamais, you really don't need a tzarech mitzvah kei lahata tefillah b'tzoneh. That's number two, he says. And number three, he says, you could definitely be careful to make sure you won't be soaking as a sear. And therefore, Lamais, it says, the Beis Yosef, no problem. Hayos v'pasachin tefillah b'zmanah ain't a mitzvah. Even though it's not a mitzvah when you go, but he still can take care of those three problems. However, the Ramah, in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Siv Beis, does quote this minig that the Zman Tefillah was Friday night or Motzoi Shabbos, no problem, you can go. But if it was Wednesday night or Thursday night, I'm just using those examples, and you couldn't go, and you push it L'maisa to Friday night, he says, not right. If there's such a minig, you should be makir. If there's no minig, you can be makel. But so there is some echoes of that Ugger and Maril, not just some, a lot, and Mamakim that have the community has such a minig, then you should be makir halacha L'maisa. However, as I said, there are other ways maybe to solve the problem. The Chachmas Adam in Kuf Yud Ches, Os Ches, says maybe she could go ben Hashmashos with Netzis Kachavim, because the Chamur goes or Tere, the Rabbanim is Mokim ben Hashmashos, even if she was Mavlik Neiris from the Kabbalah Shabbos. Plus the fact that Mr. Brewer says in Shin Chavav Sivkan Zayin, maybe she can go what? She can go in lukewarm water. Isha Titbol, the Mayim Poishrim. Chamur not goes, or maybe Isra Rechitz of on lukewarm water, maybe. And number three, Lamaisim, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes here in Sifkat and Beis, it's also in the Darkei Tshuva in Sifkat and Zion, that there's a difference between Rechitz and Tefillah. Chamim never asked Tefillah, but Mayim Chaim. Maybe they asked it in, maybe they asked Rechitz, but they didn't ask Tefillah, but Mayim Chaim. Also, but Mayim Chaim. And also want to point out that the water in the Mikkah shouldn't be too hot. The Gemara has a lashon in Tainis Dachabes Tefillah Bechamin Miike, right? Tefillah Bechamin Miike, because it might be so hot, it might scald you. Therefore, you won't go in fully. So it can't be too hot. There's a Mordechai that points out, the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara Numa. You guys learned in the Kol Elyon this year, right? Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. So thank much.
You. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. You have a good day. Thank you.
Chance.
You too. So tefillah b'chadim miyikin l'mayis. This is the rabban and Mordechai, but they used to heat it up. Ashishish, they used to put in the water for the Kohen Gadol. It was freezing, so he wants to say a chiddush niflu. The Mordechai, we should get this, we know this din. He says ain shvus b'mikdash. So many gedol acharon point out ain shvus b'mikdash applies outside the isur Shabbos, which is against the Marshal. The Marshal on Taisus and Shabbos, I think it's in Gimel and Beis, writes ain shvus b'mikdash is unlimited to isur Shabbos. You see from that Mordechai, the ancient wisdom is outside the area of Isuri Shabbos. So the bottom line is, Heim Ashkenazim, Halacha, Nogim, Kayom, Bein Ashkenazim, and Svardim, or Tovel, Friday night and Saturday night, even if you push it off from Wednesday night and Thursday night, even with hot water, and Lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference if it was supposed to be the original date, it was pushed off, and Lamaisa, if, however, you can, you know, not get in that situation, if it was Wednesday night or Thursday night, it's best not to push it off to Friday night or Saturday night. Do it Sunday night, if you can, because we want to respect all those Rishonim. If you can fulfill the Augur and the Maril, why not? Okay, but if everything's all equal and you can't do it, you can't do it. But we should just know that the Shariora does point out that there is room to try to respect those opinions, respect all opinions, but try to fulfill their opinions if you can. Yeah, Zach, real quick, go ahead.
We rely on the Korban Asano that says you can use Maim Chaim, which I was...
I mean, generally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think you should even take a cold shower. Mr. Rizalang, a chin a minik.
No, I'm saying...
Shouldn't take any mikvah. Shower on Shabbos or Yom Tov.
For mikvah. I'm saying the Korban Asano says...
Oh, you mean talking about mikvah, you mean?
For mikvah, you can use Maim Chaim.
If you're a chosid. If you're a chosid, you can. If your minig is to go to mikveh every day, then you can go on Shabbos. If your minig is not to go every day, then you shouldn't go.
I think for a woman?
To go during the day, you mean?
On Shabbos.
Yeah, the minig, it's regular water they go on with. Yeah, regular hot water.
On Shabbos.
Yeah, it's not freezing for mice.
No, I'm saying not just posturing. I'm saying
yeah, the minig is that they don't cool it down.
That's based on the...
Yeah, based on the base yasin. It's based on the base yasin. Yeah, based on the base. But talking about showers and showers, you know, Mishnah Brits v'chein aminig a lashon. He shouldn't take showers, cold shower, even a yom tif. Everyone wants to based on shtickles. My opinion, Mishnah Brits a minig, and we don't do it. We don't do it. 3 day yom tif. Also, you shouldn't take a shower. I guess I'm on my minority, minority opinion. I know they're much bigger talmid chacham than me that allow it, but that's the Mishnah Brits a lashon v'chein aminig. Yes, Avram.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think on that, I think the Achronim say the minig was daf on Shabbos, not Yontif.
I don't think so. Mr. Bruce is talking about Yontif as well.
Yeah,
I think so. You take a look. We'll take
but,
a look at it.
But the
eighth. Says v'chein aminig. Well, let's stick to who's needed now.
Yeah.
Don't have a Shabbos.
The entrance to Mikdash, I thought we only say entrance to Mikdash by the Avodah itself. Like we had the Gemara and Beitza about the bandage that they only allowed you to
right, but you say it also by other dinim as well. It's not limited to the Avodah. Good morning, Ervin, on Daf Kuf, with the scabs, yeah. But we basically say it by any Yisidur Rabbonim, because there's reason hang, the quantum has reason hang, different as far as why, but it's not just limited to Avoda. That is, yeah, okay, that is the Avoda, though, Kohen Gadol, right?
I mean, the mikvah is also...
Yeah, it's all part of the Avoda. Yeah, absolutely, it's got to go to mikvah. That's part of the din. Okay. Yeah, okay. You know the Rav once said about Hilchah, you know, it was a Baki called the Rakula, but Avoda Shem Kippurim. He wasn't saying it as Gaiva Lamaisa, but he wasn't a Baal Gaiva, he was a Tzaddik, the Rav. But he once said that he knew Avodas Yom Kippurim better than most of the Kohanim Gedolim. He knew all the Ramas, like Baal Peh almost. Yeah, go ahead, Eliran, yeah.
One Lamaisa application where this might come up on a regular basis would be in the summertime in the community, especially in Moschassidim, they're more makbid about a woman not going to mikvah when the husband's not the year, if, let's say, they're in the bungalow colonies all week, so they could have been tovel on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
right.
Whatever it was.
Gotcha.
Push off, the husband's coming up only for Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's coming up only for Shabbos, they're only going to tovel on little Shabbos.
Because no. they hold that Shavuos Yaakov Nesakona, you mean?
They won't go, they'll go Thursday night to the mikvah.
The husband's coming up when?
He's coming up Friday.
He's
coming up Friday.
No, they go when? They go on Friday?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
I don't know
but you see the Shavuos Yaakov yesterday, but we said Limnei Sakana. But other good old Achronim argued on it. I don't know. I'm not sure what they do. Okay, let's continue. Okay, here we go, Viter now. So that's the first Mahalach, Tefillah B'Lel Shabbos. Let's go to Tefillah B'Yom Shvi. Avram gave a beautiful Chabura on it. So let's go through the Dinim, the B'Siyat Nishmaik, and the Pesach Halachi. He gave a beautiful Chabura on it. The Gemara says in Mitzokim, Sariyam and Beis, Kidisanya. And Sadi and Beis, the Bright says, Kidisanya, Kol Chayavah, Tefillah B'Yom. Need of Yoletah, Tefillah B'Lel. With the Sanya, Yachol Yeh Tovel, Tzvim B'Od Yom, Tamalom Roshivis Yom Teh Ben Yidasa. Teh Ben Yidasa Kol Shiva. Yoletah Iskis Lenidah. So Azava, we know, can go on Yom Shvi, and the Shivis Yomim and the Shivis Yom and the King. Next one from the Pasuk, the Sofla Shivis Yom Achar Titar. Yom HaShvi, we say, Mix Yom Kekulo, bless you. And therefore, we assume it's good. So therefore, that's a din of Azava. Via Meinu, as we've mentioned many times, to Zohar, Lamaisa, we are machmir of kachumra bibzera, and every type of dam is sofer shivish yom kizaba. And then we're toivel. So women lamaisa, halacha lamaisa, are they able to what toivel yom shvi? So women lamaisa are not able to do tchilas yom shvi, and they have to wait till the end of the day. And the Gemara really commented on this in Nida Samach Zandes. The Gemara said, "Amrler a popul a ravul a baye mechti a idne." Nowadays, kulu sofek zavos shavinu rabbonon. We saw this in the afternoon. And for the Gemara Mishum of Shimon, the sign of Shimon of Achar Titar, Achar Maisa Titar, Aval Omrukham Asal Asoskin Shimon Tobol Ide Sofik. So according to Shimon, the Chacham Asad Yubi Tobol Yom Shvi, Shema Tobol Ide Sofik. That's the phrase. Shema Tobol Ide Sofik. Because if you see Dam on Yom Shvi of the Yom Nikim, she's Tovelis in the morning in Yom Shvi, and she sees blood in the afternoon after Tefillah. So Allah Almighty got to count the Shiva Nikim again. Halacha l'maisa. So this question is really a machlokes tanoim on in Pesachim Pe'alef and Ralph. Rabbi Yossi claims that if she sees blood yom hashviyach har tefila, she's nidma, but it's not metamel mafreya mitchilas hayom. Okay, and the chamim hold not that way. Chamim hold l'maso. The chamim hold that she's tamel even l'mafreya, and therefore it's so for all the sifras yom and akim. And l'halacha we paskin like Reb Shimon. I'm sorry, l'halacha we paskin like the chamim. And Reb Shimon says that l'maisa the woman should be tovel only at the end of the day, because maybe she'll see blood after the tefillah, and it comes out she'll be shimshim baila b'isser. So you have these three gemaras. You have the gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadi, the Makoradin, our gemara Nida Daf Samach Zayin, and then this Machleis Tanoim. But I want to understand Reb Shimon a little bit, Lamaisa, the shita that says that you should go at the end of the day. What was the takana Reb Shimon, this takanas Rabbanim? Because Midaraisa, she has a cheskes tahora. She had 6 days in Mixus Yom Shvi'i, and therefore she doesn't have to be Choshish to Tira Dam. So the Beis Yosef, though, despite the fact that the Pashas is that she has a Chazaka, the Beis Yosef, which I showed Zach and Jeremy at the end of Seder, and Kuf Pei Gimel, if you remember that, at the beginning of the summer, the Ramask of Yesh Lomar brought up a possibility. This was a Suffolk D'Araisa. And the Ikar Adin, you'd have to be Machmer. The Lashon was, Me'achar Shu Yochel Levol Lidei Isser Karis Im Yishamesh, Vadai Shu Asul Lo Lashamesh Min HaTayra. Shu Adam Muzer V'Omen Shu Lo Yavi Esatz Al Mokmer Shu Yochel Lovor Al Isser Karis. So it comes out that Reb Shimon writes, L'maisa, even though, according to Reb Yosef, L'maisa, this is a real what? This is a real Sovik D'Raisa. It's not just Tama Takana Reb Shimon, but it's really a Sovik D'Raisa. And the truth is, within Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon's takana. So not only is it stam that you're risking; it's a very terrible gamble, according to Bais Yosef. But we had two avanas, or let's mention we have two avanas in Reb Shimon. Taisus and Samach Zayin is Maska Oval that Avner spoke about beautifully. That Taisus, Reb Shimon asks us lit ball, and I stress lit ball to Yom Hashvi, because maybe we have B after the tefil, after the mikveh, and then she'll see blood later. Bimbatul Mafreya. But if you look in the Balamor in the Torah abides by Zion Shar Zion. On Laman Alf, he writes the following: Mutter leisha lipo biyom shvi. Reb Shimon Rak asal leshamesh ad tom hayom. And therefore, according to the Balamor, Reb Shimon lemaisa halacha lemaisa. The concern is what the concern is having beit, but going to mikvah lemaisa is no problem. So really, emerges machleis taisus and the Balamor within Reb Shimon. But the end of the day, Rov Rishonim Paskin, it's also be tovel be yom shvi, because we hold like the chachamim, and halacha lemaisa, as we said, we paskin like the chachamim, and the truth of the matter is that Rov Rishonim say it's also be tovel be yom shvi shemi teshamish lachar tefila v'tiradam, and so says the Shulchan Aruch in our Siman Sif Gimel. So the bottom line is that we aser tefila be yom shvi. Now what happens if a woman did it? She was over the takana. It was told of Yom Shvi. So the Ravid in the Bala Nefesh, Shar Tfila Omurai involved, quotes Rav Achai Gaon, says she must go to Mikvah a second time. Because the Chachamar Mashvili Din Zava to the Din of Nida, and Midiraisa, you must be told of Balaila Anida. So if you're being Mashvili the Din of Zava Lamaisa, if you're being Mashvili the Din of Zava Lamaisa Anida, also you have to do a Balaila. The Chumra B'Bzeira basically incorporates that as well. It's a beautiful Chiddush. And Rov Rishonim do not accept the Ravid in the Rashban in this Rov Rishonim. The Recholit said, B'Yev, the Tefillah B'Shvi is good. And that's what we assume, L'Halach and Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Hei. We pass like Rov Rishonim that a Tefillah B'Yom Shvi is good. The Shach, however, in Sifkot Yud Aleph writes, Tov L'Hachmer V'Lachshos L'Shitas Ravid. And if she can go to the mikvah a second time, tasa zos. So, I mean, this is the shah. So I would advise, I don't know, I think if I was given the shah, I would tell her to go to mikvah again. She went to mikvah b'yom shvi. The shah says she should be choshu, she just arrived, she can do it. So let her go ahead and do it. Ah, you choshu, what, a bona, a laza and a bona? Again, ben nida's not a problem. Even if it was, l'maisa. Ben nida can be the gala ador. So in this situation, Lamaisa, we would go like the Shach, ask her to the mikveh a second time, I think, Lamaisa. Okay.
By the way,
Yes. No, no, don't wait to go to the night. Yeah.
No, I'm saying you don't have to wait anything. You just go.
No, go again. Everything's okay. Maybe she have to do a bedikim. Let her do a bedikim. If she did a bedikim, it's fine. If she wants to do two bedikim, as we say, you're supposed to do two bedikim lechachil, like the smag. Then she should do another bedikim. Okay. What'd you say?
What did she flat zero? We're not concerned for.
No, I'm saying that she wasn't with her husband. She wasn't with her husband. Okay. All right, what about Tfilu B'yayin? And Avram talked, we'll get to the Chassam Sofer of Moshe, you know, about it, she shouldn't call. We'll get to it. Okay, what about Tfilu B'yayin? So, we said, B'yayin, and need this guy to go to Mikveh at night. So, Halacha L'maisa, what's the din the Gemara has in Tzamach Zayin and Beis? Avram also discussed it beautifully. On Sam of Zion and Bay, Gemara says Loshin, Iskin Ravidi Bernardus Limipli Bioma to Mimania. Right? Ravidi enacted Naris that women would immerse themselves in the eighth day before Shkia. Mishumar Yavasa, because of the lions. There were lions all over the place. They prowl on at night. And we don't want the women to be exposed to danger. So he said they should go on the eighth day. I guess the lions, they don't prowl on there in the daytime. I don't know. Rabbanan said that women should immerse themselves the eighth day before night of Shumgandi because of the thieves. Okay? Those guys come out at night. Rabbi Bundisa, Shum Tzina, Rabbi Mechuza, Bishum Abloy. Okay, now who are the Abloy? So the gatekeepers, Rashis, were Avodah Zaranix. Another pshat is they would lock the gates of the city at night. So Rashi had a different shot. Rashi had a second shot that they would go under tunnels. And they're afraid that women would travel along the paths at night. They might fall and hurt, injure themselves. So you pointed out the documentation, remember? Why don't you just use candles, no? So you want to keep it sanua, that's what you said, right? Very good, the documentation. I didn't. You have to show it to me inside. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. It was right there, right? I couldn't find it. Isn't that what you said from the dark emotion? No.
I thought it was dark. It might be Taras Katas.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
The Yosef brings up the possibility, though, that you can put candles in.
I couldn't hear you. What?
The Yosef brings up putting in candles, though. You can't see.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. So you show it to me. But Lemaisa, what comes out according to Rav? What comes out according to Rav is that you're always going to mikveh Belila, even if she's Tovel's Biyom Shmini or Chi, because of Srach Bita. There is a din of Srach Bita. The chash is that the daughter of the woman will see her mother, Tovelas Biyom. She'll think it's mutter to go in the daytime and even on Yom Shvi, which we just learned is a problem. So Lemaisa, despite that, the Amoraim came up with situations where we're allowed to go to mikveh in the daytime. And when there's a sakana b'layla arayos, you know, it's cold. And when it's cold, Lemaisa sakana. Now, I want to just point out, you might have situations with this when you guys become Rabbanim Lemaisa, and sometimes you feel bad, but the halacha is the halacha. You know, whatever the case is, she wasn't around, her husband wasn't around, she wants to go to Mikveh Biyom. You generally don't allow the women to go to Mikveh Biyom. And so we're going to give some situations. But it's not because of scheduling and things of that sort. You know, you shouldn't be, we're makbid the maisa, that they shouldn't go to mikveh biyom in general, because it's not something that you know, there are situations where you feel bad, but that's the halacha. And you never can feel bad about saying what the halacha is. You know, one situation could come up, the maisa, woman traveled a long distance, I don't know if we'll get to it today, and there was a chatzitza, you know, we didn't let her go. So, of course, she's upset and everything. It's not the time for me to say, well, why didn't you call before you traveled, you know, the distance? You don't say it right then, but you know what I mean? You can't just say, oh, because she traveled, you have to allow it. So there's situations that are sticky sometimes, but you have to be nice, but at the same time, this is the halacha. So Rov Rishon and Tosis, and that same Tosis that Avram spoke about beautifully, Samach Zayin Beis, says that Azava is Mikra Adin, Mutter to be toivel lemaisa, right? Mikra din mitovel kfar biyom shvi. She should be tipol rak balayla because of the chshas of srach bita. However, lemaisa Taisa says in a situation of an onus that the Gemara specifies, a zava could go on the eighth day, and lemaisa even in situations we're allowed to go on the day, it's only the eighth day, halacha lemaisa that will allow. She's not allowed to go on the seventh day. And onus only matters the iser tefila biyom mishum srach bita, but it does not matter the iser tefila biyom shvi because Yom Shvi is much more of a serious Isser. It's not just Srach Bita, it's a Chshash Hashem Atish Tishamish B'yom V'tira Akrakach Dam. So even the Taisus who allows the Zava to go B'yom, it's only Yom Shmini, because we're willing to what this is the exceptions to Miskaber over Srach Bita. But not only the Zer of Shem Atish Tishamish B'yom V'tira Akrakach Dam, so therefore Yom Shvi is not allowed. Okay, so what is an onus, for example, that matters tefillah b'yom? What is an onus? So the Chamud Daniel, Pesachubukot, Zekuf Sari Zayin, Sifkon Yedav, Zmechalik, to an onus of Rabim and onus of Yochim. If you look in the cases of the Gemara that we just quote, those are called onus of Rabims. A woman that has an individualized onus is not allowed to go b'yom b'layla. That was an example I just gave. I don't know, her husband was away, or she was away, and this and that. And the Rabbanim are too machmir, you know, the two archaic and everything, whatever you want to say. You still got to stay in Lamais, that's the din. And Rov Gedol Achroinim in Simikuf Tzadi Zayin Sif, in this Lechem Esim Lo Sches, in the Das Ter of the Marsham, Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Dalet Archoilik and the Chamudi Daniel. And they say they allow her to go to Mikveh B'yom Shmini or later, even for her onus Yochid. And Lamaisa, They are happen to be Mako, but I think it's public policy. It's a good idea, I think, to say like the Chamudi Daniel. But the Shariora points out, if a woman, let's say, didn't listen, or she went to Mikveh B'yom Shmini, and I got to tell you, times when it's very important, times if you're letting a woman go to Mikveh, times it's usually it's not open, you got to make sure everything's fine there, that the filter's not all, you know, otherwise you talk about a Chiv Karis, you know, things of that sort. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, the husband's going to go with her, no problem. He'll be the, you know, maybe the filter's off, and so things of that sort, or the filter's on. So you got to make sure, Lamaisa, so that's also a very difficult situation. So if you're going to do exceptions, you got to make sure it's done right. So if she didn't listen and went to Mikveh B'yom Shmini, but Mokshen on his file, it works. We don't make her go to Mikveh a second time. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, we always, I don't know if we talked about it, yeah, we mentioned it a little bit. You know, the Chachamim Zichron Lebrach were very worried about Snias and going to the Mikveh and Makam Sanua, and that people should know. And they matter in certain situations women to be told both a Kavua B'yom Shmini, because it's kind of like the opposite. Let's say they never allowed women on the streets at night. So if you would have a woman on the street at night, then you would know that she's going where she's going to the Mikveh. And that would be what, that would not be tznius at all. And therefore, Lamaisa, even the situations maybe come up, these are extreme situations. If kids might know and you can go B'yom Shmini. But Lamaisa, you always can come up with some, you know, you got a, whatever, you got a meeting or things of that sort. You can fib a little bit with a white lie a little bit if you have to. And I remember hearing from Rebbe Miller years ago, you know, when the daughter grew up and then she's getting married, oh, she says, oh, now I knew why you had a PTA meeting every month, you know what I mean? So I got a little slim afraid, you know, something like that. But okay, I mean, obviously it's not good to lie, you're not supposed to lie, but b'makom such a situation, I don't remember where I saw it, so maybe I saw it in the notes from Rechaz Shulchan. Let's say a woman has a store, she owns a store and she's open every night, and then if once a month she's closed, you know, so maybe also that's a reason to be makel. So he quotes an example of an onus the matas tefillah b'yom shmini, which is interesting. He says, what about chayalim? You know, he had a situation where a woman's husband was on, you know, miluim, and he was in the tzava, and she wasn't told motzo yom shmini. And then yom shmini was Erev Shabbos, and pitom he arrives, Lamaisa, but he's going to have to he's going to have to maybe go back Lamaisa, so they matter her to be told will be on Shmini. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jordan. Yeah.
What about like places where like it says it's like 10:30 and not 11:00 at night? Like,
yeah. I mean, if it's a sakana, it's a sakana. So you always gotta you know consult with a rav, you know, about
and then
it.
You run the risk of like that because
yeah, but you got to respect the community too. So the community you're in, if they say no, that's it. You know, they never allow it. They never allow it, so you gotta respect the community which you're in. You gotta check it out beforehand. Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
Just clarify.
Like the Rav would always say, "Ain kedusha b'li achana," right?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Jordan? I mean, Zach. Real quick.
General,
yeah.
Just clarify. If people know she's a nida,
yes.
What's the issue?
Why is that not sinuot?
No, if they know she's going to the mikvah, they know they're going to be together at night, that night. It's not sneas, you know. It's not a...
It's that they know you're going
to be together. Yeah, it's like the Gemara has an erevin, you know, the woman, you're not supposed to be toveh, the woman's not supposed to be toveh, but peh, you know, that let's be together. It's a yonim of sneas, very important. So we don't want people to be knowing about that. And it's, that's why a lot of people, you know, when you have communities, they want to have a community, and they want to have a mikvah, like right in the middle of the neighborhood. No, I'm serious. There's a question about they might build one. In my personal opinion, they asked me, I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, everyone knows where the mikvah is in the community. That's fine. You're going to have a right in the middle of a neighborhood, you know? It's not, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's kind of my opinion. It's not so huge of a city that, you know, you need to have another one. I don't know. That's what I thought. Okay.
So where should it be?
There's a main, the main mikvah in the town. If it's a huge town, okay, I can hear it, you know what I mean? This is not a huge town, it's 10 square miles, you know. I mean, it is, you know, 2.5, 3 miles, but okay, all right, I don't know. All right, let's go to Tefillah Samach L'Chasheicha. I want to stress that again, Avram spoke very beautifully about that. We're talking about Samach L'Chasheicha of Lel Shmini. No one allows you to go to mikvah Lel Shvi. No one. And anyone who makes that psak is a mistaken psak. Lel Shvi. Talking about the night of Shvi, you ever saw anyone allow that? And I didn't see anyone.
I mean, the mice were being in town.
No. That's Lel Shvi.
No, I'm talking about Lel Shvi. The halachic. No, let's get it clear. That's what I'm saying. No one, anyone, or her, I think someone was telling me that. I said, I can't believe any Rav would say that. I said, it's a mistake. He must have misheard or something. Lel Shvi, the night of Shvi. No, we don't say mixes Yom Kippur of
Island. No, the
Shittas Rashi. There is Shittas Rashi, but we don't. No one says it. Lagavi this din. Okay, when we talk about Samach Hashem, I'm talking about Samach to the eighth night. Okay. Okay, but we don't. No one holds. I didn't see anyone quote that Rashi. Yeah. Okay. We don't hold like that Rashi anyway. Alach Lamaisa, Lagavi Belayla. No, we don't. We don't say mixes Yom Kippur of Island. You have to do it in the morning. You have to sit a little bit in the morning.
But if there's like a real need, sometimes I think we use the Rashi.
Well, I don't think so. I never heard of that. I don't think so. You always have to sit a little bit in the morning. I think so. Okay. All right. What is the definition of Laila? So, it's Pashup Shad is that the din is that Laila means from the Seisa Kochavim. But the Rabbeinu Tam and Samach Zayin and Beis, and that same Taisus, the Maskel Mishum, actually there's a different Taisus because there are two Taisus, Aval and Mishum, right? The top Taisus, the Maskel Mishum, the Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadesh, that a woman could go to Mikvah. Avner also spoke beautifully about this Taisus, Samach L'Chasheicha, and not afterwards, okay? She can go, she goes to Mikvah, of course she go afterwards, but we allow her to go to Mikvah, Gam Samach L'Chasheicha. Because his lashon is leikel lemeicheshim tippel he biyom somach hachashecha tippel bita ba'od ayom gadol. The margeshes abas bekachshe tippel somach hachashecha ki'ima. We're not worried about tzrach bita. Basically, says the Rabbeinu Tam, she goes somach hachashecha. And the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvos Simul Lamed Vav quotes a Rashbam who's cholik on the Rabbeinu Tam. He says no, chum lo chilku ben hagdaros halayla betchumim shonim ba'aloche. And the woman must wait till Tzitzik HaKavim. So you have Machloikis, the Rashbam, quoted by the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam. But within the Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Machloikis. The Tur and the Shach in Sifkat and Vav, Kufzari Zayin, Sifkat and Vav, the truth is the Tur says the same thing. Rabbeinu Tam matters Samach L'Chasheicha Rak B'Yom Shmini. Okay? In other words, if a woman will go back to her house, Belaila, there's no Shash, that the daughter is going to be think that she was told will be on the Shvi. However, the Sifrei Torah, Kufzadi Zayin, Sifkot and Tess, and other Gedolei Achronim were maven, the Rabbeinu Tam, was Matan Litpol, Samach L'Chasheicha, Afilu B'Yom what? Afilu B'Yom Shvi. Afilu B'Yom Shvi, because by the time she returns home is Belaila, and then Lamaisa, Vad Az, you know, Lamaisa, until that time, you know, then the Lamaisa, she'll have Bia at night, but Lamaisa, we're not worried about that, her coming back, Lamaisa, any earlier than that. So therefore, it's a machlek, it's within Rabbeinu Tam, allowed Samach L'Chasheicha. Again, what did he mean? Did he mean Samach L'Chasheicha? Did he mean Lamaisa, that we allow that, Rak B'Yom what? Rak B'Yom Shmini? She's going to the Mikvah, let's say, a day later. Or did he mean Lamaisa, even what? even Yom Shvi. But again, the lie we never, no one ever said such a thing, Chas V'Shalom. So the Mechaber passes like the Rashbam. The Mechaber passes like Rashbam against the Rebbeinu Tam. He says like this in Siv Gimel. Also, Lipo B'Yom Shvi, Filim Mam Tenis, Mi Lipo B'Yom Shmini, O Chi. Eina Yechol Lipo B'Yom Shum Srach Bita. Peris Divuk Habas V'Kurvasa, Lasos Kamasa Ein. She Titpo B'Yom Kamo, Lo Latachim, She Ima, La Achar Shiva, Tavlo, Lo B'Shvi, Atzmo. She won't chop. And that's how we're knowing La Halacha, that a woman needs a Laila Mamish after Tzeis. We do not allow her to go Somach HaChashecha. Now the Chuvas Rav Paul in Chelik Dalin Yordea Simon Chafalov has a pilpul about going to the Shmoshes, and he says you could be Mekel in a Mokum Doche Gorl. We'll see Lomaisa what situations God willing that could be. But Lomaisa, we're very Makben and Tzeis HaKochovim, and you know, the Pashtus is that should at least be 25 minutes after Shkia. Okay, for purposes of Shabbos, you know, in America, it's, you know, 45 like the Gaon. In Pesach, everyone holds a Rav Moshe that we don't start Bayer until 50 minutes after Shkia. So, Lamaisa, I mean, I don't know what the practice is actually in Pesach, is how many minutes, maybe they wait at least 45, I'm not sure. But Chur Rav Shek always says 25 minutes, Mikra Din is says. For Kriya Shema, he always says in the Koyl. So I would imagine you say the same thing. But Shabbos, we're machmer. You know, we do about 45. But like I said, we in say it's ended up being like 60, 62 for the men that daven ma'ariv. Okay. Now let's get to the cases that there are very, very special cases to go Yom Shvi. The Ramah and Siv Gimel there points out Hagah, Vakalos, Hatovos, Kodem Achupa. I think someone asked me that in the earlier in the summer. Could a Kala ever go beyond? So,
Avram asked?
Yeah, okay. And I think I said no, right? But this is maybe an exceptional case. But let's see what he says. Hagav akalos atolos kodem achupa yicholim litvos biyom tolo boyin itzol achosan aralayla aval achra achupa dina kishar nashim. So, Lamaisa, I think in general, we always advocate, recommend she should go at night. But let's see what this case is. So, akalos is tovel erev her chupa. So Mikra didn't, she should go the night before her chuppah. But if she wasn't able to go Belayla, we would matter to Yom Shvi in order to prevent a chuppah's needed. Because there's no chash that she's going to be with her husband on the seventh day because she's not married yet. And this is based on what? This is really based on the lumdus of the Shidre Tower in Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. Because the whole reason why a woman's allowed to go to Mikra Somach HaShecha, so there's no shash, there's shamish and bayal out of Lila. That's this case. So if she's tovelas b'yom shvi, there's a hakpadah, she won't have yichud with the chasot tzeis kachamim. So if you say like the lamnas sidri tower with pshat rabbeinu tam, then it should be okay. So that's one example that lamaisa, that you could give. Another situation would be if it's lel Shabbos and you're lel Shabbos v'makom that there's no mikveh. And Friday afternoon is yom shvi. So what would you say in such a situation? Okay, and she's got to go away, and she'll go to a place where there's no mikveh. So it's possible to suggest, Lamaisa, that in such a case, she'll be able to what to go to the mikveh. Chachmas Adam and Simikuf Yurches Sivav Paskin. It's mutter for the woman to be told by Yom. If she returns home after Tzitz Kokovi, relying on the Rabbeinu Tam, that was Mata Lipo, Biyom, when she goes back to her home, Belayla. Now, there's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, I think it was Kufsadi Zion Avram, wasn't it? Where he said that would also be okay, but she can't go to any home. Anyone's home, not just her own home. She can't go to anyone's home because maybe the husband, maybe they usually meet at someone else's home to such a degree. So Ramosh and the tshuva is kind of waters down that tshuva, or makes a little bit more makel that tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Ramosh and Yordea Chelikim Osumin Samach deals with that case. He allows her to be told by Yom and to return to her home Fnei Knesset Shabbos with the Tanai that the husband is in Shul. So as long as the husband is in Shul, it's not a problem. She can't go back home, can't go to any home. That's what Moshe says. Chassam Sofer was, he's teaching Chassam Sofer. Like, that's what he meant, Lamaisa. So as long as there's no possibility at all. Okay. Also, in places where the mikveh is very, very far away, and it happened in certain communities, they mattered women to be told of Yom Shvi, a few of them was a chol, As long as they don't return out of Lila, the body of Shulchan has and Sifkat and Samach Dalet. However, this is a very big machloikis, and the bottom line is that it's much better to allow it on Yom Shmini than Yom Shvi. So if everything's all equal and there's no issues of Pur Ravu or having kids, if you're going to allow it beyom, better to allow it on Yom Shmini than on Yom Shvi. What happens, Lamais, if a woman in a situation, she's not able to go to mikveh on a Motzoi Yom Shvi, and she would not be able to go to mikveh on Yom Shmini or a Lel Shmini. So would we allow her to go on Yom Shvi? Because then it's going to be pushed off. So that's a very big shaila. So the Beis Yosef Sifkat and Dalet, Os Dalet, quoted the Ogur, that a woman should go Yom Shvi, she has to hide it from her husband until the evening. And the Beis Yosef asks on that, he says, aye, it's also for a woman to be told Yom Shvi. So the Bach answers, talking about a situation where she had a Heter Yom Shvi, and if she didn't go then, it would have to be pushed off for many days. So it's clear, according to the Bach, that a woman could go to mikveh Yom Shvi if it's going to push off going to mikveh many, many days, and therefore the Sidri Tara, Sifkat Yud Gimel, says the same thing. However, there are Gedol Achron that are machmer on this and say, what can we do? The Shevet Alevi in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Os Dalet, I'm sorry, Sif Dalet Os Beis, quotes the Chazon Ish and says, no, there is no such kula. And if you have to push it off, you have to push it off for a few days. Lamais, if a woman cannot be told Bezmana, she can't get Yom Shmini, you really got to consult the Rav, what the minig in the community is, and to take it from there. Okay. Now let's go to Inyanim of Chatzitza, guys. Let's start the Inyanim of Chatzitza. Okay. We know the Gemara has in Sukkah and Erevin and Brachas. Gemara has the following. Dham Reb Chiyah Barashi, Amr Rav, Shirin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin, Allah HaMash Mesinai, Chatzitzin, the Yeraisininu, Ksiv Rachas, the Mai. Shloi Dover Chaitzis, Ben Ola Ben Amai. Ki Yasa Ilchasa, Lesara. Ki Rabba Barachana, Dham Rabba Barachana, Nimachas, Kshiru Chatzetza, Sholosh, and Chot Shtayim, Eni Odeya. Soro, Frek the Gemara, Soro Nami, the Yeraisininu, Ksiv Rachas, the Soro of Amai, Esa Tavla Besoro, Mai Niu Saro, Ki Yasa Ilchasa, Yitzchik, Dham Reb Yitzchik, Vartar, Rubu Mak, Ben Ola Chaitzis. Sheno makim of enechets. Gazar ruba sheno makim shum ruba makim. Miyoto makim shum ruba makim. What's the Gemara's kasha? The legion of miyoto sheno makim shum miyoto makim nami shum ruba sheno makim. Zera l'gzera. He goof l'gzera. Man and nekim nigzer l'gzera l'gzera. Okay. We assume like Rav and we're not goes l'gzera l'gzera. Plagues Rav and Abai and Shabbos daf yud alef and alef. Comes out. The etzim din of chatzitza passing at tefila from the pots of rochus is besorah b'mayim. And when there's a chatzitz on the baser, you're not near chatz b'mayim, and the tefillah is not kshayra. And the halacha of Moshe Messina is magdir, what is considered b'chatzitza. And what is that? Two elements. It has to cover rof the goof, and there needs to be akpadim. You need to have two conditions for it to be a din d'iraisa. Klal gadol and shkolot rakul, olchem baser rof. And l'maisa, we have to be in a situation, go basa rov, and we have the din of what? We have the din in our suit. If there's a chatzitza on miyud abasar, we're not misyachish if it's miyud abasar. And the chatzitza doesn't pass the tefillah. That could be because the miyud maybe is tougher than the rov, and we don't care. Or you could say ruba kakulo. However you want to formulate it, the din is, Allah, it's like, you know, you think rov or beast. It's like yetzichov is kiddush. However you want to formulate it, Allah, you need rubo, and you need makbid.
Rebbe, what was the
svar
for
hakpada? It's a halacha moshe mesina. You need rov of the basar of the flesh, and need hakpada. That the thing on you bothers you. We're going to get to the details, right. But that's the halacha moshe mesina, halacha lemaisa. Okay, rubo makbid alav, halacha lemaisa. And the truth is, if there's halakim from the goof shalonich shalomayim, the tefillah is psula. Afim ha'isa shara achas mechutz lemayim, the tefillah is what tefillah is psura is going to be psula the yiraisa. Because it's chatzitza's pulse of the tefillah, even if it's not considered to be what? You know, consecutive. If it's different chatzitza's all around. The sachakol yirov aguf or rov sear to be mechusar, and therefore lamaisa, the chomer sha'adam hikbet alav, and then that chatzitza is what? It's going to pass you with yiraisa. So the din yiraisa is, you need rubo makbet alav. The din the rabbanon is, rubo eno makbet is a problem, or miura makbet is a problem, also mid the rabbanon. But if you have mute and enomach, but that's what's considered to be mutter both the rice and the rabbanon. So there's a major machlokes how to figure out what this din of Rov Kufa is midiraisa. Major machlokes from the Rambam and the Gaonim. Okay? Nechleku Arama ve'agoinim, what's the definition of Rov HaGuf? According to the Gaonim, there's two categories in the human body. There's Guf and there's Seyar. Rov Guf is considered to be a chatzitza, even if it didn't touch her hair. And Rov Seyar is considered to be a completely different category, even if Rov Guf is kulub amai. So according to the Gaonim, there are two categories on human body. There is the Guf and there's the Seyar. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Mikvaos, Perek Vez, Halacha Tevav, argues on that very strongly. And he claims not that way. He claims that Chatzitza only passes if it's Rov of the Guf and Seyar together. It makes up all one concept. And the truth of the matter is, the Ran in Shavuos, on Zayin HaMalav, the Tapei Arif, says, the Machloikis is Seyar, is not considered to be an integral, aver of the person, so like Tosefis. So the Halacha Moshe Mishinai said that Chatzitza B'Seyar is Ma'akevis. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. And then the Gemara slugged it up and learned what? Esa Tafel B'Sara. The Havamin was that Chatzitza B'Seyar was from Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Gemara slugged it up and had a drasha S, the word Esa Tafel B'Sara. So Rambam obviously understood, perhaps, that once the Gemara brings up this new drasha, Chatzitza B'Seyar is Poselis, it's like the din of the goof itself. And therefore, Chatzitza that's found on Rova Guf Seyar is Posel what? Is Posel the Tefillah. Because the din of Esat Tav B'Sara makes the Seyar like a Chelik of the goof. It's all one category. However, the Gaonim said no. The Gaonim understood that the Pasuk is a separate Pasuk, not the types that it's all one category, but there are two categories. The Chovas Tefillah includes two different obligations, Tefillah Zaguf and Tefillah Zaseyar, and they remain two separate categories. The Chitzitza and Rova Seyar passes the Tefillah. Aye, but Rova, the bodies in the water, doesn't make a difference. So Shailas, the Ran says, how do you darshan what? How do you interpret that Pasuk in the Moshe? Esa Tal B'Sor. Is Esa Tal B'Sor make it like integrated to the body? The Ram says, it's all one category? No. The Gonim says, no, fakir. Esa Tal B'Sor is to tell me that it's a separate din. So, Lamai said, that's the major machlokes you must know, Rambam, and the Gaonim, Lomaisa, about this concept of how to darshan the Pasuk. There is a collector's item, though, I want you to know the Meiri. The Meiri has an unbelievable shita in Erevin and Avtalim and Beis that every Aver is Nimdad on its own. Amazing Meiri. I don't know how he reads the Gemara, but every single Aver is Nimdad b'fneatzmo, and a chatzitza on Rove of the arm would be considered possible the whole tefillah b'mikveh. I don't know how he learned up the Gemara, but it's an Erevin down the Maskai Senimit. Okay, but I want you to know that Amiri is also. How do we paskin? So the Machaber and Kuf Sadi Chesif, hey, paskins like the Gonim. He says, Sara Achas Shenikshara. You have one here that's tied up, Chotzetzis. We should say Makpedesala. She's Makbid. Ava Imena Makpedesala, also Latfila. Ache Rov, Sara Kusher Nima Nima Fneatsuma. Afal P, Sharova Shir. Who mutual aguf? Rova Seru mutual aguf doesn't make limits. Chatzitza Matsuya Aruva Posel Satfila. So we hold like the Gonim, and that the Drosha Sabasa tells me that Seir Esatavul Basaro is a new track in the two categories, and therefore, even if Rova the body's in the water, but the Seir is a problem, it's an apostle. Okay. Fine. So let's now get to the Chatzitzas that are possible in the Rabbanim. So the Gemara said, Betheirish, that Rubo. Makbid and mute, lemais rubo eno makbid and mute makbid is a problem with the rabbanim. Okay, so but there is a notion. So we're basically saying mute eno makbid is fine. Mute eno makbid is fine, but the Ramah writes a kuf sanichin sefaf the following: a woman really should have no chatzitza on her body lechatchila. Hagol lechatchila ol titpol afilu bedvarim shein achotzin gezera ato dvarim haachotzin. This din of the Ramah includes chatzitzas people are makbid and things that are not some of the goof, like a soft ring. But if a woman is not able to remove the chatzitza or she forgets to, b'dievet would be good. Kolzman is not the rov, and Kolzman is not makbid. So as a public policy, even though miut shein makbid is not a problem, but it's not a good idea to have things on her body. Okay, if she did b'dievet, it was so small and she wasn't makbid, the mikvah is good. But it's not a good policy based on this Ramah, and that's what we try to follow. But yeah, she went, it's good. So what is the definition of Hakpadit? So the Rama Mitzvah is Mitvos, the Perakal of Allah Yibbeis, who she yakbin Allah verotza la viro. Aino makbin Allah, lo samo saw leif. Is makbin Allah you want to remove it. The Rambam does not get to the reason why. You could care less why a person wants to remove it. Could be because it's what? There's lichluch there. Or it could be that it's a takshit that a woman doesn't want to get destroyed. Or it could bother her from kneading dough. Doesn't really make a difference. Even if the woman doesn't normally make dough. But that's a fact that if she would want to make challah, and she would remove the ring, that turns the tabas and the davar shemak but love, and it would be chotzis b'tfilah. So, the reason Lamaisa, the Siba the Chatzitza Shulamakbil is not Chotzetz is because Batal al Guf. It's considered to be a chelik of it. But if you're going to remove it, then that Lamdus doesn't follow, right? You can't say that, it's Batal al Guf if it's going to be removed. By definition, that would pass the mikvah, because that Lamdus falls away by the wayside. So, comes out, says the Beis Yosef, in Kuf Tzadiches Os Aleph, Machlekes, between the Ram and the Rashba. And Sifkon Nath, the Vesiosarets and Kufzariches, and the Chayes in the Ram and the Rashba, on the following situation. What is the Koveya of what makes a Chatzitza? So this is a very important Machlekes. The Ramam writes, Perek Bezalach, Tevavach, Magvos, that it's a subjective svar, totally subjective. Any Chatzitza that a person, Lamaisa, is not Makbin, is not Miskavin to remove it, it's not Chotzit B'Tfila. I don't care if 89 out of the 90 people would remove it. If this woman is the 90th, doesn't remove it, he's not makbet, it's fine. And the Rashba in the Torah of Bais HaKotz, or Bais Zayin Shar Zayin, is very, very cholik on this strongly. And he says it's totally in the Minig Olam. He says it's objective. It's totally objective. If Rove 89 people would remove it, it's chotz b'tfil, even if this person herself doesn't care and wouldn't remove it. So I'll be pashtis. I would have followed the Rambam. The notion of Akpad is, in general, you think is a very subjective type of thing. And Lamaisa, the whole reason why it's not chayitz is because Nechshav L'chelek L'guf. Well, if this person, Lamaisa, is going to remove it, then this person, Lamaisa, you can't say the Sfar of Tzom L'guf that it's Batal L'guf. Even if Rova Olam is not removing it. Right? That's what I would have said. However, the Rashba looks at it as a general Pisket Tziboris, which is a public type of thing, and it's very hard to have a psak halach. It's like the Gemara has a phrase a few times in Shas, the tata de verecha l'shirin. We have to have a uniform klal. For this lady, it's akpada. For this lady, it's not akpada. I mean, you got the whole rule. If you have so many exceptions, the whole rule falls away. So therefore, you had to make a decision, and therefore, the chamim or koveya nails, objective nails, what's a chatzitza, what's not a chatzitza, Chatzitza is not Metzuyah Rov Gugushal Adam, not Chotzman, you're right, son. And that's it. So, that was the Machlech Ram Rashba. How do we paskin? So, in Sif Aleph, Mechaber quotes, you should be chosh for both Shittas. Tzricha Shetitpo Kol Gufa V'Bamachas, Tika Sar Shalei Ele Shum, Dover Chaitzitz, Filu Kol Shum, Im Derech B'nei Adam Lefamim, Bakbet Allah, Chaitzitz, Afilu Me'ena Makbetas Allah, Atta. That's the Rashba. Or Afilu Me'ena Makbetas Allah, Le'oilom, So any chatzitza, a person's makbin, even if rov anoshim are not makbin, it's chotzetzis. And also a chatzitza, the most people are makbin, even if this person at this time is not makbin, it's also pasels. So the question is, just, you know, the nekuda we just have to get before we go on is, what is the oilam? What is the oilam? What does the oilam mean? Does it mean the city? Does it mean the mishpoche? So the Shariora points out, and I think it's very mistaber. No, it means like if you're Hasidic, or let's say shaving you the head, you know, or you live, let's say the only Hasid who lives in, I don't know, Albuquerque, New Mexico. So you look in the city of Albuquerque, no one does that. No, because she's Hasidic. You don't look at geographically. You're looking for which group of Klal Yisrael you're from, what's your minig. And therefore, that's the way it will determine Lamaisa. What is considered to be the oilam in that case, to fulfill both the shita, to fulfill the shita of the Rashba, and as we're chosen also for the Rambam, but for the Rashba, that's the critical thing: what the oilam is.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, let's say, like you're and what an Orthodox Jew, so you should look at like what are most people doing Teaneck and Fatihans, or like what, like
I don't know. It's so hard to I don't know.
Is it community based, you're saying? It's like everyone with a certain hashkafa, like what's that?
I don't know. The Litvish community, Litvish and Hasidic, that's what I would say. Yeah. I would say, look, I want to break it down as I like to say centrist. Rav Lichtenstein Tzatzal said the word centrist. Said no one uses the word anymore. Centrist Orthodoxy. I don't know about modern. Centrist. So I don't know. You know what I mean? I would say Litvish, Hasidic. Even amongst the YU, it's not so much different than your Litvish, Zach, I don't think. Regarding these issues. Yeah, go ahead, Jeremy.
Could I be reasoned again the words in the Mechaber, how you see both the Rashba and the Rambam?
Yeah, it's hard to see. See, you definitely see the Rashba, right?
Yeah.
You say you don't see the Rambam, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't see the Rambam necessarily. If you look at it, we'll look at it more. I want to go Vaitam Lamaisa, but that's the pshat. Well, so the post can point out that it's both. You're making a good horror. Definitely within the Mechaber, you definitely show like the Rashba. Jeremy, that's where do you see you hold like the Rambam, Lamaisa, because he says you want to find, according to the Rambam, a situation where a person is rove, people are not makbid, and this person is makbid. And you're saying that's not in the Mechaber?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. All right, we'll talk about it maybe a little in the afternoon.
Just a follow-up question. I realized later in the Ha'ara, I think the case where Tosfos Paskins that you can rely on, that Rashi we mentioned,
yes,
about Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, I think the case is more cotton. I think Tosfos pointed out there that when we're dealing with a woman who went to Mikvah, to Reil Tefila,
mm-hmm,
on the seventh day. So I think that's where, I have to look back, but I think that's where more cotton Tosfos pointed out that she can go. And they can even have Bia, what's the Mitzvah Yom, Mitzvah Vaiva in this case, right? Kekulo.
In Lel Shvi?
No.
I mean, that's the case where I said we didn't find it all.
You have to find it.
Tell
me, Torah, there's a discussion. There's some,
all right,
cases.
So let's look it up. We'll find it, okay? Yeah, go ahead, Abba.
The whole minig by the Hasidim to take off the hair?
Yes.
Based on the Chasim Sefer. So, but some people hold that it's against the halacha because the Gemara says if a lady shaves her hair, that's grounds to divorce her.
Yeah,
if she's making herself disgusting to you.
Right. For Hasidim, it's not. Hasidim, different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. That's a minhag among Hasidim.
Can you be kaveh a minhag that goes against Hashas and Chazal?
No. It's different Hasidim. The Hasidim have a different minhag. Different minhag. Depends on the minhag here. Okay, let's continue now. What happens if someone's going to be taken off? Chatzitza. It's going to stay on a long time, but eventually be taken off, but it's going to be for a long time. So this is a very, very important halacha. It's very interesting. We know one of the things you're asked when you go to Shamayim, six things is, Hevanta Dover B'Tok Dover. So this is a very interesting din. How long does the chatzitza have to be on for someone to be called a chatzitza? Because it's going to be on a long time. Maybe it's not a chatzitza anymore. It's part of your uniform, it's part of you. So the Sukkot Shavuot Rebbe is Talmud, the Chelkas Yoyev, Chelik Aleph, in your day, Simon Lamed has a beautiful Chiddush, where he says, in Hilchos Shabbos, what's a Kesher Shokayama? In the Or HaChaim, Simon Shinyan Zayin Sif Aleph, the Ramah quotes two Agdaras of Kesher Shokayama. What's the Diraisa of Kesher Shokayama? You're never going to what? Ever unknot it. It's going to be a knot forever. That's Yechayev Skiwan. Kesher Shokayama, Thayim and Asra. Mid Rabbanon, what is a Kesher that's an Issa Mid Rabbanon make on Shabbos? Where it's going to last, let's say, a week, Lamaisa. Even a Kesher that's Amud La Shavua is considered to be Mid Rabbanon Kesher Shokayama. So we're going to tie something that's going to last for a week is also Mid Rabbanon. So the Chakas Yoyevs makes a Sushdalt and he says, well, that's the din when it comes to Chatzitza and Ilchus needed. That's the same criteria. A person that's going to have something on them for, let's say, a week, is not makbid, and therefore it's not chaytzis b'tefila. So he uses the model of kesher that's nisud rabbanan Shabbos as the model for chatzitza and hilchos tefila, hilchos nidah. And the Avnezer is Rebbe in your day at Simon Rishon Gimel Scholik very strongly on the Chalkas Yoyev, and he says you look at the Hagdara on a Diraisa model of a kosher and Shabbos, not the rabbanan. And in that vein, so you think it'd be forever, right? Because we just said that. But there is a sheet in the Chol Shabbos of Rabbi Yeruchim. Ben Yeruchim, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, Rav Chaim Shin Yud Zayin Os Aleph, Din Maskav Agon. The Ben Yeruchim is quoted as saying 6 months. It's called the Kesher Shakayama. If that's the model, then you could say something's going to stay on a person's body for 6 months is mispatel to the goof and is not considered to be a chatzitza. And in the Sefer Shari Tfila Simen Lamadalin, he wants to say that that's the sheet to Halacha L'maisa, that the Beis Yosef is based on Halacha L'maisa, that in fact it should be 30 days. Something that's going to be on a person for 30 days will not be a chatzitza for Tfila.
Where'd that come from?
What'd you say?
Where'd we just get
30? This is the Beis Yosef L'maisa in Hilchos Kosher in Shin Yud Zayin Os Aleph. So there's three. So you have basically, you have three shitas that what's considered to be basically the eraisa. Is it going to be forever? Is it going to be 6 months? Or is it going to be 30 days? And the Sefer Shari Tfila has this third shita, the maisa, that on the eraisa level that says it's considered to be what it's considered to be 30 days. So basically, there are four shitas in general. One, the Chakas Yoav that looks at the Drabanan. And the other two shittas that are struggling to look at, you look at the D'oraisa model. Now, the Nezer says you look at 6 months. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim L'maisa points out 30 days. If I remember correctly, I think the Avnei Nezer, we have one here. The Avnei Nezer, I didn't look it up. I think the Avnei Nezer Taka says 6 months. He doesn't say forever. He says 6 months. And the Shari Tfila goes with that shittah that shows and says 30 days. So the push-up shot is that we're dealing with a situation where chayfetz shelo miskavdu lasiro soli oilum, something that's never going to be removed is not chayfetz. Okay, if the chayfetz is going to fall off by itself, or a person's going to want to take it off if conditions change, lemaisa, so that's one thing. But we're dealing with chatzitza mitsuyan miura guf, which is aser midrabanan, and in situations where Lamais is going to be on there for 30 days, maybe you could be paskin lakula, and such a chatzitza would not possible. So again, it's on the mute of the body, and it's going to be there for at least 30 days. Maybe one would say that's a mute in a makbid, and therefore it's considered to be okay. So these, you know, we'll get to situations of cat, not today, a person has a cat, God forbid, and things of that sort. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
This 30 days, this is from day one, if you know it's going to be 30 days?
30 days from when it was put on.
So you can only go to the mikvah 30 days after you got the cast.
In other words, if this cast is going to be on you for 30 days,
then you can go, on
then
day
you
one.
Can go to the mikvah.
On day one, right? On the first day.
Yeah. It all depends how long it's going to be on.
What if you're mesubik?
I mean, you're saying, does it have to be 30 days already on you? No. It's going to be on for 30 days.
So what if she's not sure?
Then that's a problem. You have to know at least 30, okay? I think we assume 30. Some rabbanim, I think, say a week, but we'll get to when we talk about the dental things. Okay, we're not going to get to it today. But one more nakud I want to just get to today. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow. There are situations of chatzitzas that people are interested, lemaisa, interested in having. And they want to have them, they need to have them. So, what do I mean to say by that? So there's a Gemara in Yevamasan and Chesed Menachem that says, let's say a woman's pregnant, goes to the mikveh. So if a woman's pregnant, goes to the mikveh, the Gemara says it's good. How's it good for the Uber? Isn't the mother a chatzitza for the Uber? So the Gemara says the mother is not a chatzitza. Why not? Because obviously the Uber can't live without the mother. The aim is the Makor Chaim of the Uber, and it's not a chatzitza, even though the mother, the Uber, is enveloped in the whole mother's body.
Is that something about where she's converting or something?
Yeah, converting. I said Tefillah Legeiros. Okay, exactly. Very good. So the Mordechai in the end of Mikvos, Simen Tovshin Nun Aleph, says the following. He, Lamaisa, uses this principle to Paskin in a woman that that giluach saras gufas olu l'sakin osam. Okay? In other words, cutting her hair would be misakin the woman. So the Mordechai writes that just like the Uber cannot exist without the goof of the mother, so too the woman cannot live without her hair. And therefore the seir is never chotzis legaba. So the Ramah writes in Siv Vav, Hagah, va'osin sheishlen kemin klios, Saros, Lucas, they have braided hair that are clung together. Manasseh's Belila, Ayadeh shade, whatever that means, I don't know. Somehow a shade made it really thick hair. The Sakana La Serum, their hair has to be that way. Lo Chaitzi. That's the Lashon Ramah, it's not Chaitzi. So the Imre Yosher, the great Gaon, Remeir Arik, Chelik Beis, Simon Pei Beis, says a woman that goes into the mikveh, and if she has any water that goes in her ears, she'll become a deaf. She will lose her hearing. So can she put some cotton balls in her ears, Bizmana Tfilah? So the Imre Yosher, Remeir Arik, goes, one of the Gedolei Ador, said that according to the Mordechai, we see he's dealing with a what? A chatzitza tzvan on a woman, Mesha Kolazman. And Imre Yosher says that, that's the Mordechai. But Imre Yosher says we're dealing here with a woman that it's only a chatzitza when she goes to the mikveh, right? It's only a problem when she's in the water. So, and she's going to remove it, Lamaisa, immediately after tefillah. So therefore, he says, at first glance, I would call that a chatzitza. So the one thing with the woman who has to always have her hair like that, that's part of her garb and part of her uniform. But this is only talk when you go in the water. But then the Imre Yosher says, since the woman needs the cotton, ba'osa rega, and on that rega, she taka needs it, she won't be able to live normally without it, machma sakana, that's not considered to be chatzitza. It would not passel. And the Maskani Taka allows her to go with cotton balls from Makum Sakana, and it has to be really pushed in the ear. You don't want to do it too much to break her eardrum. But Lamaisa, that's what he paskin. So, but there are klal. I think there are other. You need to come up with some other sniffing to be makel, not just rely on the head of the Imre Yosher. That's what he points out here in the Shari Ora. If you have other svaras, no sophos, Lamaisa. But that's an interesting svar of the Imre Yosher that he brings up, and. You hear this far, and that's on one hand, you could say, Lamais is not part of a garbing uniform because a person doesn't live in water, right? So, but on the other hand, Lamais, when you're there, Lamais, certain states in her life, she's talking there, she needs it. So, that's what he wants to tie it. So, Lamais, he says to Shari, you shouldn't rely on the ocean unless you have other svaras, Allah Lamais, to be mako with. But it's a very serious shayla in those types of shaylas, Allah Lamais. What would be an example of another svara?
It's not enough, but she may become deaf.
Yeah.
That's not enough of a.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I'm just trying to think. What would be another svar to be makel? What would be another svar to.
Maybe.
What would be another svar to be makel? I don't know. I don't know what would be another svar to be makel.
Maybe Dafka in the Ozen, where it's like maybe
Beis
Hastarim or something.
Maybe Beis Hastarim could be. Okay, but Lamais, okay, so tomorrow we got to deal with the Gidul of the Chatzitza, how big it is, and keep going, we got to keep plugging through. Okay, we'll stop here. Jordan's giving a Kabbalah, and we'll play ball afterwards. Yeah, got a